proclamation number 6145 dated the December 25th, 1954. Jesus heard the word of God, mediator between God and people. When Jesus lived on earth as a human being, the connection between earth and the spiritual kingdom was established. God himself was once again able to speak to people through the mouth of Jesus, the man. His word could be heard again, which previously was impossible due to the vast distance which existed between humanity and God. It is only possible to hear his voice directly if a person's soul has so shaped itself that it is capable of hearing the voice of the divine spirit within itself. And the soul is shaped into this state through activity of love. The human being Jesus was love itself. His soul thoughts and intentions aim to benefit his fellow human beings, to help them in all adversity of body and soul. His soul was clear and pure, and his life on earth was a life of love. All preconditions were in place which enabled the divine spirit to express itself, for the soul of the man Jesus heard these words clearly and distinctly and was therefore able to inform people of God's word. God himself was able to speak to people. The connection between God and people had been restored by him. Jesus was the mediator between God and people. And thus Jesus taught people to strive towards the same that he himself had achieved. He taught them to exercise love in order to prepare themselves as a vessel for the divine spirit into which the strength of the spirit could pour, for every person should and was able to hear God's voice within himself. And the path was shown to him by the man Jesus, who also first had to attain the degree of love which assured him God's presence, so that he was able to hear him within himself. Although God can speak to every person, he will never do so unless the conditions have been fulfilled first, a heart purified by love which can admit God himself, who then will demonstrate his presence through his word. The man Jesus possessed an extraordinarily high degree of maturity of soul because he was utterly permeated by love. Hence it was possible for God himself to permeate him completely. And so God spoke through the man Jesus to people, and it was no longer the man Jesus but God himself. He achieved of his own accord what led to the unification with God. But he instructed his fellow human beings. He also wanted to help them attain the success which he had gained through his love, and therefore he first taught them to love, and again only love. Out of his great love came wisdom. For the Spirit of God instructed people through Jesus. Out of the fire of his love radiated the light of realization. Jesus knew that people, too, would be permeated by the light of realization if only they lived up to love first. This is why people were not taught more profound knowledge, since this is the result of a life of love without which it remains ineffective for the human being's soul. Only love connects the human being to God. Only love achieves that God will take abode in a person, and only love motivates him to express himself. And thus someone living a life of love will hear the word of God inside of him. He will be guided into the most profound knowledge. He will be able to say that he is taught by God. He hears his word and is thereby united with him through love. The man Jesus demonstrated to people that it is possible to achieve this degree, and therefore showed them the path which leads from the abyss to higher spheres again, to the Father. He taught love, he lived love, and finally crowned his way of life with his death on the cross in order to release people from all weaknesses which became their due to their past sin, so that people would have the strength to take the path. So that God's Spirit would be able to pour into all those who are willing to follow him, who live a life of unselfish neighborly love as he had exemplified to them on earth. Amen.